All right, so yesterday we were invited to speak at the First Tee Luncheon. This happened at the B-Lo Mansion, and it was asked of us from a very high-placed and high-powered source to go speak at this thing. We said, well, normally we don't like supporting charitable causes, but, well, okay, we'll go do it. Now, there's a reason why we don't like speaking at luncheons, because we kind of suck at them.
Mm-hmm. Terrible.
We're always greeted with people who don't know who we are, and then once they find out who we are, don't care.
And see, I assume if we do these by ourselves, like I assume when you guys go do this, that you do a fine job. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I do, but I almost think it's more difficult on us when we do them together.
I agree with that.
Yeah, I'm much better by myself when you guys aren't holding me back. So we go to the B-Lo Mansion, which is a fancy schmancy place down there, downtown Dallas. And we arrive to speak at this luncheon. Now, the charity, is it a charity or foundation or both?
It's both.
It's called First Tee. And it helps kids, you know, it helps at-risk kids. It helps kids. It provides scholarships. Matter of fact, one of the girls that this organization had provided a scholarship, she was sitting at our table. Her name was Val, and she got up and gave a very moving speech about mm-hmm. what a difference that First Tee had made in her life. She had shake voice. She was very nervous.
Mm-hmm. She did a great job, though, telling her story.
Yeah, but she broke down and cried, talking about how much it meant to her. So we're sitting there listening to Val's speech and having a lunch. They provided lunch for us. And I got to tell you, that was the best.
You claim the greatest carrot cake ever?
Yes, it was the best. Foundation type lunch. Anytime you go to those big mm-hmm. convention hall type places and you have lunch, usually it's rubber chicken and whatever else. This was some sort of breaded chicken that was awesome. The potatoes were incredible. The salad dressing I thought was mm-hmm. out of this world, and then the carrot cake. Oh my goodness!
He was putting on this dramatic little playlet. After every bite, he would pause and then close his eyes and then drop the fork and move away from the table as though he had never experienced anything like it. It
dramatically was, nod his head. Mm-hmm. And
it was heaven inside your mouth.
Are you talking to me?
Talking about himself.
So anyway, I thought right away, the meal alone at the First Tee Luncheon made it worth our while. And I was hoping we could leave right after we ate our meal and didn't have to speak. So it comes time for them to introduce us, and they introduce us. It's always funny to hear yourself introduced at one of these things, because most of the time the people don't know who you are, and they're like, George Durham, Craig Miller, and Gordon Keith have been known as the gentle abusers for the past 20 years. I was getting things a little bit wrong. They had an old bio of us. They only had two of our Marconi nominations on there.
That bio was written, I swear, in 1996.
So they introduce us, and then we look up on the stage, and there are three chairs, each of them with a wireless microphone in them. So it looks like we're a folk trio that's about to perform.
Or maybe a comedy team.
They introduce us. Smattering of applause happens. Mm-hmm. We go up on the stage, and basically, we don't have a good game plan.
We had no game plan.
The charitable organization is involved in golf, so we're thinking, okay, some golf anecdotes. Well, that immediately knocks me out. I have no golf anecdotes. I don't play the game. So that leaves George and Craig to carry the bulk of the golf anecdote load. George launches into his entire life story. Once again, I've seen you do this at events.
It only lasted 30 seconds.
You and I spoke at Brookhaven together once, and you filibustered talking about your life for forever.
I love talking about myself.
I was happy, by the way, that you were filibustering because it was taking up time because I had nothing.
Yeah, thank God you were self-centered in this case.
Mm-hmm.
But it was unbelievable how it was all me, me, me when it came to Giorgio.
In fact, at one point, I think you said, these kids in the charity, they got nothing on me.
Okay.
You did say that.
I did not. I said it's a great cause, and it's a great way to teach kids virtue, is
That was
play
buried,
the game of golf.
That was buried way deep down in your accomplishment stories.
It was not. I was jokingly.
Well, I've never really had the need for charity or any sort of outside
okay,
help.
This
I've
is
had
all
a pretty amazing
up.
Life.
Look,
when you
we
think
failed
about
enough without making up details about the luncheon. Okay,
you did tell the good story of when you got hit in the same round by a golf ball and a flying club, and that's a funny story.
Killed the room. Just killed it.
And it was funny because there were during that story, it takes 2 or 3 minutes to tell, and there are 4 or 5 funny moments. And so when George would hit a highlight moment, everybody would laugh and clap. And he was really rolling, and so he gets hit
biggest
by
biggest jerk that I know.
He gets hit by a golf ball.
Favorite moment of my life.
He gets hit by a golf ball, and everybody claps and laughs. He gets hit by the club, and everybody claps and laughs. And then he said, "So after I get hit by the club, I'm out, and I'm on the ground. I end up getting taken off the golf course by ambulance." And then Gordo goes, "It started some." So at the worst time to start applause, he starts applause.
Like it was the end of the story, too. So I'm taken away by ambulance.
It was such an awkward moment.
That's why I have an announcement, Jerry, if you'd like to play a fanfare.
Uh-oh.
That's why yesterday, March 22nd, 2012, is the last luncheon that I ever co-host with Gordon Keith.
Nuh-uh.
I'll do one with Junior Miller.
Nope.
But that's the last one that
it's
I ever do with Gordo.
For charity.
Okay. There's not a cause great enough to do another luncheon with you.
You know what? And you'll never do another one with me because I am announcing that I will never do another one with anyone, including myself. Because
so there you go.
I'm
happy?
So bad at it.
I suck.
All right, let's review. Our performance was horrible, no doubt about it. But it did seem very unclear as if anyone was aware of who we were. I mean, they seemed unfamiliar with us. And then after we had gotten so much apathy from the crowd and we were failing to ignite any sort of passion or interest in their eyes, I said, just curious, anybody here actually listened to the ticket? And almost everyone raised their hands.
It was support through indifference.
Yeah. So I think it's just one of those weird deals where we're somehow slightly entertaining on radio, but absolutely not entertaining off air.
Well, and keep in mind, those people aren't necessarily going there. They're not going to the Laugh Shack expecting to. Okay, here we go.
And
I mean,
they didn't get
a luncheon.
Did they?
No. I mean, they're going to a luncheon, so I don't think you expect the type of feedback of, you know, just uproarious laughter. They were fine. There was not a bad crowd. And talked to several people afterwards. They had a good time. It was okay. It was better than you think.
Well, I was well reviewed.
It was not a disaster.
I was.
No, not you so much.
It's a great charity. It was a great event, and there were a lot of really nice people there. We're the ones that messed it up. We want to apologize for our performance.
But what I'm saying is,
I think Junior messed it up the most because when people would ask sports questions, Junior had no interest in answering people's sports questions.
That's not true. He answered sports questions.
I answered them fully.
Hey, Junior, just wondering how you think the Mavericks are going to do next year or so-and-so. You know, I don't know. Okay, next question. Do we have any other questions?
I never did that. I gave them almost too much of a response. They went away with more information than they bargained for.
There were some of your answers, both of you had too short of answers on some things that made it really awkward, and I was like frantically searching for the next question in the audience.
See, this is what he does.
I know.
If you filibuster, he jumps on you.
Right.
If the answer's too short, he jumps on you.
Yay, that's why you don't do luncheons with him.
Meanwhile,
somehow we had to learn that lesson again yesterday. I've known this for 18 years.
He just grabbed the mic and said, "All right, I'm going to go around the room and get questions for George and Craig."
Yes. Which was a smart
move.
Now,
I will give you some credit. You did do fake Jerry Jones, and I didn't think you would, and that was good on your part.
Wait a minute. You do fake Jerry?
I don't know what George is talking about. What? Yeah. Why are you trying
this
to...
This is why I'm going
to
stop doing a show with you,
ruin our radio career by exposing the magic.
Yeah, no one knows that.
It was, I tell you, it was defeating when, after we had finished kind of doing our opening remarks, and George had gone through his long autobiography that he was pushing on everyone, I said, okay, we'll open it up for questions. If anybody has a question, just go ahead and raise your hand. No hands went up.
That is the worst feeling.
People are shy. They're shy. They don't want a microphone in front of them.
Oh,
There's no more naked feeling than that. A couple of years ago, I was at a charity golf tournament, and they were auctioning off a round of golf to play with me. And I said, all right, let's start the bidding at $500. Not a single hand comes up. And I'm standing up there with the biggest failed smile. I hate those moments. Eventually, somebody did bid. I think they had to ratchet it down to about $200.
That's so sad.
But those are the most naked moments.
After they just started off. All right, $500. It's a $1,500 value. Do we have any bids? Somebody got it for $200. But it wasn't a total loss because the charity event was good. People had a great meal. And I drug something out of there yesterday.
Did you?
Gross.
Was it that guy you were talking to at the end?
No. It was that couple that was sitting there. We went over to the Adolphus and had fun.
Sorry, everybody.
All right, that's the corner.
Bring
Gordon back.